Hoping to save more than 800 jobs in Arizona, representatives from the Hopi Tribe and United Mine Workers of America announced they have filed a lawsuit asking a federal court to compel the Central Arizona Water Conservation District to continue purchasing power from the NGS per a 1968 Act of Congress.
We often quantify the economic benefits of the Navajo Generating Station only in dollars and cents. Tribal families clearly have the most to lose if the plant is forced to shut down decades before Congress intended.
That's Marie Justice, president of the United Mine Workers Local 1924, which represents miners working in the Kayenta mine that supplies coal to the NGS. Former U.S. Representative for Arizona John Shattig, who is with the law firm working with the Hopis and United Mine Workers, says the suit centers on forcing the CAWCD to abide by existing federal law.
What they are saying is that they no longer want to honor the deal because they want to get a better deal. This lawsuit is intended to tell them that they're wrong.
The announcement was news to Central Arizona Project, which runs the pumps at NGS. CAP spokeswoman Diet Person.
CAP is a public entity, so we have a responsibility to deliver a reliable water supply at the lowest reasonable cost. We recognize and respect the perspectives of those who, like us, are also impacted by the decision to close NGS.
Person says CAP has a board meeting on Thursday, but discussion about the lawsuit is not currently on the agenda. Tom Maxidon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.